Mayor Eric Adams cites corrosiveness of TikTok for spate of women being attacked on NYC's violent streets. By Simon Kent on April 3, 2024. Just look at the corrosiveness of TikTok to understand the recent spate of attacks on women across the violent streets of New York City, Mayor Eric Adams explained Tuesday. During an appearance on Good Morning America, the Democrat was asked about the reported assaults after videos on TikTok went viral of women describing being randomly punched by attackers while on the sidewalk. "Despicable," he replied. "You know, they better hope that I'm not out on the street when I see that takes place. It's unbelievable that you see the corrosiveness of TikTok not only for teaching people how to steal cars, how to ride on top of subway stations trains, but just this pervasive, negative, antisocial behavior," he continued. "And for a woman to walk the street, it's unacceptable to be punched in that manner." Watch, NYC Mayor Eric Adams addresses random attacks on women across city streets. A TikTok spokesperson said in response, "To set the record straight, women in New York are sharing their personal stories of being assaulted, warning others and providing information on TikTok, which has actually led to arrests." As Breitbart News reported, one of the first attacks happened in June 2023, when a man brutally sucker-punched a young woman on a subway platform in Brooklyn. The incident happened just before midnight when the 27-year-old woman was walking inside the Clinton Washington Avenue station. Multiple women have reported being punched across the city in recent weeks, with one of the latest reports appearing early in March. Since then, at least half a dozen women have posted videos on social media reporting they were viciously assaulted, with at least two filing police reports. One man was reportedly arrested last week after he randomly punched a woman in the streets of Manhattan, the NYPD confirmed. All the attacks are happening across a backdrop of crime and a flood of illegal immigrants in the Democrat-controlled city. Assaults rose 6% and car thefts climbed 15% in 2023. While overall crime was down for the year, the city is still suffering from widespread lawlessness thanks largely to the left's soft-on-crime policies. New York saw major crime spike 22% in 2022. As Breitbart News reported, a recent study found that more than 72% of New York City violent crime suspects who are freed without bail go on to commit more crimes. Meanwhile, more of New York City's police officers are reportedly heading for the exit, with resignations before retirement spiking across the department. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.